For 10 minutes, nothing is required of you. This is for following what your senses reveal beyond this room. Settle into the support beneath you and be still. Let sounds arrive and let them leave unnamed. Listen to the room without sorting what you hear. Find the farthest sound you can hear from here. Stay with it until it changes or fades. Now, find the closest sound available to you. Let that sound come and go without pursuit. Hear the sound of your own breath. Let the words pass by if they need to. Keep listening while the body rests where it is. Thoughts will continue to arrive because that is what minds do. The work here is not to stop them. When you discover that you have drifted and return, that return is the repetition. It happens many times in a good sitting. Come back to the clearest point of pressure beneath you, perhaps where chair, floor, or bed receives your weight. Trace outward from that point until the pressure becomes too faint to locate exactly. Where does it stop being definite? Keep one point of contact beneath you in mind and find a small place where skin meets the room air. Across that small area, is the temperature the same, or does one edge feel different from another? The edge of the body is not merely a border. It is where the world continues to arrive. Let your eyes find the farthest point they can actually locate. A roof line, branch, building edge, patch of sky, or distance down a hall. Stay there long enough to find one detail that is changing rather than fixed. Keep that far point in view, or turn toward the direction it lies, and wait for the next change in sound, light, or motion. Catch its first moment. When does it begin, and when does it become unmistakable? A changing thing asks more of attention than a picture does. You remain with it because it has not finished speaking. If keys, a bag, shoes, or a coat are nearby, touch the item you are likely to take when you next go out. Find its coolest, roughest, or most worn place, and let that contact hold one question for the threshold. What outside detail cannot be known from here? Bring attention back to the sound of breathing, and then to the simple weight of the body where it is held. Let the fingers and toes stir, hear the room again, and allow the eyes to open when they are ready. See what these minutes have shown you about the way your own mind returns. At the next doorway, pause for the first detail outside that could not have been known indoors. Let the mind be as it is while you go back to it.